Very pleased now to be joined by Lieutenant Jeremiah Nicastro of the Gloucester Police Department, who's been involved so many years in promoting goodwill in the city of Gloucester. And Lieutenant Nicastro, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. Glad to be here. Thank you for hosting this.
Well, first thing I want to ask you about I'm a little confused, I guess. I saw an article in the paper where you were talking with a youngster and his mom, and it has to do with the Gloucester Police Community Impact Program on the one hand, but on the other hand, I know there's also a program called Kids and Cops, and I'm just wondering if one is a subset of the other, or maybe you could explain that to me.
So in February of this year, under the leadership of Mayor Sapatio Romeo Taken and our Chief Ed Conley, a new unit of the Gloucester Police Department was created, which is called the Gloucester Community Impact Unit. And what that unit is a hub of resources. We do many programs within that unit. We did away with what they call the Angel Program, because that's focused on people who suffering from addictions from opiates and didn't address other addictions. So we partnered with other agencies, including the district attorney's office, and we now have what they call an outreach program within the community impact unit. And that outreach program deals with all kinds of quality of life issues, whether it's addiction with alcohol, drugs, whether it's homelessness, whether it's mental health, a variety of things. So I look at the Community Impact Unit as a hub of resources. People who come to our office, which is located at 186 Browns Mall, it's a satellite office, and we have a mental health clinician. We have Tito Rodriguez, who used to work for PARI and now works for the police department as a community navigator, and he deals strictly with people in need of substance use disorders. We have the two school resource officers in the unit. We have the traffic division, which includes the motorcycles, and we also have animal control. So the focus on the community impact unit is resolving quality of life issues. Within that, because we have the two school resource officers, I also adopted the Cops and Kids program as part of this community impact unit, along with several of the other community policing programs that we have in the community. So the Gloucester Police Community Impact Unit is like the umbrella, and underneath that umbrella is all our community policing initiatives.
This sounds it sounds terrific, Lieutenant Nicastro, and you know it does seem it's another offshoot of the outreach that the Gloucester Police Department has developed and evolved into over the years. And before I ask you about how people can access this program, let me just ask you a general question. Since you've been on the police force and since I've been in the city working with so many of you guys who are former students, the focus seems to have been, I don't want to say changed, but maybe shifted just a little bit more. And law enforcement, I think, much like education, has begun to increase its responsibilities and capabilities and how it reaches out to the community. Do you see it that way, Jeremiah? Because when you first started way back, a few years ago, I don't think there was this much caring, the wrong word to use, but reaching out to the community in an active way rather than reacting, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're 100% right. When I started with the Gloucester Police Department, I worked for the Sheriff's Department before that. If you told me where the police department stands and how active we are in the community now, then I wouldn't have believed you. I've done policing. I was a detective for years. I arrested a lot of people, and the focus has changed. The focus has changed on more of helping people and problem solving and, infiltrating the police within the community to keep good community relations. And what we're seeing across the country right now, it hurts police officers. It hurts the good police officers because that person doesn't represent all of us.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but there's a parallel there with I think any anybody who's in a position of authority. Teachers, the same thing. One teacher gets arrested for something evil, and everybody questions education in general, and certainly same way with what we saw on TV a couple of weeks ago. But I do think it's a different mindset, especially in the community like Gloucester, and maybe all the North Shore communities too, because even Lynn, I know that the Lynn Police Department is well-respected, and they're much closer to the kind of things that you run into in Boston in terms of crime. But in general, this attitude, what you guys are doing, and I just think it's amazing that you've done so much outreach, because it adds more to your responsibility. I mean, you're required to come up with, I would think, you mentioned problem-solving, but also decision-making. Sometimes that has to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many different programs and initiatives going on in the community. In fact, you know, every day we're coming up with new ideas. There's a lot of things on the horizon that are coming up. There's a lot of responsibility running the community impact unit, but I find it such a rewarding job to do good police work and to do good community policing. I'll take this role any day over, you know, keep arresting the people over and over and over again, because that doesn't solve the problem.
Well, you know,
Why is that person continuously getting arrested? There's something underlying. Is it an addiction problem? Is it a mental health problem? Is it a homeless problem? And that's what this unit looks at, problem solving.
There are two former police chiefs in Gloucester who have quotes that I just want to mention because they're so outstanding. One of them said, "In my career, I never arrested an innocent person." And what he was saying was he never arrested a person unless he absolutely had to. He tried to get people to go home to defuse situations and things like that. And another former police chief said, "We want to change the conversation." And that's exactly what you're talking about, Lieutenant Maestro. It's so great to hear. I just wonder if you might want to mention your school resource officers, because I know both of them. They're outstanding gentlemen. And I think from my point of view as an observer, they do a great job in our city schools.
I can't agree more. Our school resource officer is, in the high school is Michael Scola, and he's been there for years now, and he has such a good relationship with the students there and faculty. And during the summer months, I adopt the school resource officers into my unit, so now they're doing all kinds of community policing work. And the other school resource officer is Peter Sutera, who works in the O'Malley Middle School, who also has tremendous relations with the kids. The both of them are always running programs like wiffle ball tournaments and volleyball tournaments. And now they're working on a new program where they're going to be doing online gaming with different age groups from elementary school all the way to the high school. They're going to set up some type of live web where people can go on and play against the police officers on online gaming.
Okay.
I will say the Gloucester Police Department and the city's citizens of Gloucester, I'm very lucky to have Officer Sutera and Officer Scola.
I quite agree, Lieutenant Nicastro. That's great praise indeed. And I just wonder now if we could turn our attention finally to what your program does, who it involves, and so on. In terms of, maybe you could give me an example, aside from this young man who's on the front page of the Gloucester Times today, talking with you about things that are going on in the country along with his mom. But who might be an example of, obviously not mentioning a name, but maybe an example of someone or people or some program or something else that since February you guys have been involved with and have been able to help out?
Well, with all that's going on in the country right now, we had to focus our shift on the youth right now, and there's a lot of confusion. My own kids were confused and questioned me about police officers, and, you know, I have kids the same age as the kids I deal with cops and kids. So I know whatever's running through my kids' mind with confusion is also running through minds of all children throughout the community. So we thought of a way to open up our doors and have anybody who wants to come to the Community Impact Unit to meet Officer Scola, Officer Sutera, myself, Peter Rodriguez, and we could talk about the role of police officers and tell them, you know what, there is racism in the country, but you know what, that's not typical of the Gloucester Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Gloucester Police Department is not what you see on TV. And we want to continue those strong bonds and strong relationships with these students. And we allow them to ask questions. And the young boy yesterday who came in, I also coach him in hockey. Next year, he talked about how he's nervous about going into sixth grade. He's going into a new school, Millie School. Well, while he was here, he got to meet our school resource officer, Peter Zotera, which eased his mind on that. So, you know, and that's only one portion of what we do.
Right.
And that's probably one-tenth of what we do. We're working on a program for the homeless community that's going to come out probably in July once the COVID thing eases up even more. To provide goods to people in need. We adopted a new Handle With Care program through the Cops and Kids program, where if a child is exposed to trauma, we notify the schools, hey, this person's been exposed to trauma, keep an eye on them in case their grades start to slip, in case they start missing school. We can support that child through some type of resources. So many things going on. I feel like a spider. We have our hands in everything, but it's all rewarding work, and it means the world to me.
I love it. Lieutenant Nicastro, you obviously represented our community, and a former Gloucester High School student, just exactly what we hope to have out there. So congratulations on what you've done in your career so far. But, man, keep up the good work, because these are scary times, you know, given the pandemic, given what's happened with protesting and so on. We need that reassurance, and I think the kids especially need that reassurance. And when you bring in, you know, the parents along with the kids, then everybody gets calmed down and everybody gets the situation directly from you guys instead of from me or newspaper or anything else like that. So we really appreciate that.
You know, Rick, I'll leave you with this. My motto has always been, it was taught to me by my mother, treat people the way you want to be treated. 99% of the people that I've arrested in the past will shake my hand, will talk to me, are friendly with me. Because you treat people with respect, and you're going to get it back. And that's what we should all be focused on right now.
Absolutely. That's Lieutenant Jeremiah Nicastro, who is in charge of the Gloucester Police Community Impact Team. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.